One of my biggest pet peeves, and in specific, one of my biggest pet peeves of recent years, is the claim or the statement that the internet is not the real world, and that people who spend too much time online simply need to, quote unquote, touch grass. It's a very common statement you'll hear. Bro, just touch grass, just go outside, sniff the flowers in the forest, something along those lines. And the implication here is that the internet is very much separate and detached from real life. That is the implication. Now, I'm not sure how in the middle slash end of 2025, you could even remotely make that claim, to be honest. But let's take that claim at face value that the internet is the internet and real life is real life. And I do think, in fact, if you go back far enough, that claim is likely true. So for example, certainly, if you went back to, say, 1997, you had the internet and you had real life. Most people in 1997 were not super plugged in online, and the few people who were people on forums, weirdos on Yahoo chat, this sort of thing. It was a fairly rare thing. And even if you go back to 2005, which is only 20 years ago, right, you could say, yeah, the internet is separate and distinct and different from real life. Because, again, you had chat services, messenger services, you had forums. I was on a number of forums for various role-playing games, that sort of thing. But yeah, it was a very specialized thing for pretty much internet autists at the time, and it was not a hotbed for normie activity or that sort of thing. Fast forward 20 years, and it's anything but. Everyone is plugged in, and everyone has to be plugged in to be able to function in real life to varying degrees. Now, it is true that you can be less plugged in than the other person, more plugged in, but the fact is you have to be plugged in. And this fact that everyone needs to be plugged in to varying degrees is the first point to be made. There is basically not a service anymore in existence that would allow you to perform the things you need to perform without having internet access. So there's that. But moreover, you have copious amounts of data these days showing that something like half of all dating takes place online, and that's only going to grow, mind you. Yeah, there are a lot of people who make the claim nominally that, you know, Generation Alpha is against the internet trends and what have you, but that's BS. I'm just calling BS there. We all know that they're super plugged in too, and it's going to be probably even worse in the future for them. So, we have internet dating phenomenon, which is slowly but surely becoming the way the majority of people meet. You have all the politics, and I'm not really a fan of politics, but we all have to acknowledge that the election of God Emperor Trump would not have been possible without the internet. There's no one who can bring that argument to fore to say, look, in, I don't know, 1992 or something like that, it would have been possible to elect Trump on the basis of whatever Trump likes to do or is. No, Trump was sort of memed into existence, as it were, as a president, and memes require the internet. And here's the thing. The policies, depending on where you are, depending on the country, that you hear about will have an effect on you. Because, again, the internet has transformed our political landscape, whether we like it or not. It's transformed our social landscape. It's transformed basically everything, never mind gaming. Gaming is dominated by the internet. This idea that everything in real life is somehow separate or mostly separate from online is becoming more and more farcical with each passing year. Now, we can and should address this issue of touching grass. Touching grass, to me at least, does not mean the internet is fake and not real and real life is real. It just means that sometimes you need a break. You can take periods off, as it were. You can limit your access, reduce your amount of consumption. It's very addictive, to be perfectly honest, and most of us are, to varying degrees, addicted, if you want to use that term, to the internet and the content online. But the problem I see here is you have lots of people who themselves are spending a lot of time online, but are unaware or refuse to acknowledge the internet influence on their lives. And usually these people are just normies. These are people who have very normal lives. They are typically normies in the sense that they also find partners or whatever, and they don't really know what's going on. So when they hear weird stories about inkwells or strange people online saying strange things, what they think is that these people simply don't have a life in real life, and sometimes that's true, or they need to quote unquote touch grass. Because we're at the stage now where you could easily make the argument that the internet is more real than real life is. Again, when the internet can get a man who would have been completely unelectable 30 years ago, elected not just once, but twice, and in this case, non-consecutive terms, I think it speaks to the power of this medium to affect quote-unquote real life. Never mind, we all know the dating stuff with Tinder and how lookism has gone off the charts in terms of its importance and the acknowledgement that looks are supremely important in the dating market. And this is actually corroborated by the data. So what do people really mean if we want to get to the bottom of this statement? Well, the reality is, I think, is that there are a lot of people out there who have a very low tolerance threshold for certain types of personalities, certain types of people, and certain types of statements, right? So most people out there, most normies, have a zero tolerance policy of so-called inkwells, right? Inkwells are weird. They're strange. It's sort of an ick feeling. Stay away from me, right? And we can observe, for example, that inkwells tend to spend a lot of time online. Is there a correlation? Sure. But the correlation is mismatched in my view. A lot of what these normies are thinking, just as an example, because I think it's an important one, is that the reason why inkwells are inkwells is primarily because they spend a ton of time online, not making the connection to the reality that in many cases, inkwells are sub-5. They look very unattractive. And in many cases, based on the data that's come up, they have mental health issues. So it speaks more to the fact that in the case of, say, inkwells, who are not touching grass, as the normies would like to say, the fact that they are hanging out with each other online is more along the lines of just allowing people who are experiencing similar things to sort of get together and just talk about things, whether people like it or not. And that's very much a separate thing from the online phenomenon itself causing their behavior, causing their troubles and suffering. And this is something you see routinely, that really what this is about at the end of the day is normies in the broadest sense. I don't mean face normies, although I am including face normies, obviously, but normies in terms of their behavior, having and displaying, as is custom, displaying a very low threshold of tolerance for deviant behavior. And part of the problem now, these days, with the online stuff in general, in their eyes, I guess, although they would never articulate it this way, I'd have to argue, is that online and the internet gives people the ability to express themselves, the ability to quote unquote be heard, and people pick up on that. You see, back in the day, before the internet, your complaints, your issues were largely unheard of, and that was properly so in the eyes of normies. Normies didn't want to hear about the issues the riffraff had, the issues that the quote-unquote trash of society had, the issues that people who were the equivalent of inkwells might have had. But now, every corner of the internet can speak, and every corner of the internet can be heard, at least in theory. And unfortunately, or fortunately for the normies, because of the nature of the internet, because it does penetrate into real life, you have this situation where even things that they want nothing to do with and not hear about are penetrating their ears. And of course, they don't believe any of it. They think it's a bunch of nonsense, obviously. But they have to acknowledge now this existence of various people, and not just inkwells, but people online that are weird, that are autists, that they don't personally like and would never associate with in real life. And now they need to kind of tolerate their existence, sort of. But what they would prefer ultimately is, as I've stated before, all this quote-unquote riffraff to go back to their corners, their dark corners of existence, and to never utter a word again. Because that's the way they want it. Normies want the world to be a kind of picture-perfect, cookie-cutter, everything-is-fine existence. And whether it's inkwells or people with alternative ideas about the nature of human beings and existence, that bothers them quite a bit. And it goes without saying, to be honest, that this has always been the case. Most of the people that are online a lot that you hear about that are quote unquote weird, these have always been the people who have been weird more or less. It's just that they never had a voice before. And so ultimately, when normies are talking about touching grass and, you know, not confusing the internet with real life, what they really mean is, we don't want to hear about you. We don't want to hear about your problems. Shut up and go back to your corner so we never have to hear from you again. Because again, they think mistakenly that the fact that a lot of people spend time online, more time online than quote unquote real life, is causal for the problems these people are talking about. When it's not, it's a symptom, it's not the cause. Yes, the internet is more real than there's ever been in the history of the internet, and it is getting more and more real every year. And with better and improved AI, with all these features, what you're going to see is ultimately the fact that these normies will not be able to resist this reality, and they too will have to cave and acknowledge that sometimes the internet is not only just as real as real life, it's more real. Anyway, as always, thank you for tuning in. Many special thanks to my very generous patrons on Patreon and my generous donors on PayPal. You guys are the best. Without you, this channel simply could not exist. Thank you so much. I greatly appreciate your existence and contributions. And if you can engage in the usual YouTube jazz of liking the video, sharing the video, leaving a comment, subbing. If you're not a sub, be much appreciated. Supposedly, it helps out with the algorithm. That's what I hear. And if I'm still alive, I'll check you out then. Until the next time, may the gods truly watch over you. Bye-bye for now. If you liked this video, please like, share, and subscribe. And if you enjoy my content, please consider making a donation or becoming a patron. Thanks for watching.